Go to the gas station. Oh, man. Getting over the last bits of a cold here. My pro model is looking to launch in the spring. We're just wrapping up the artwork. Girl will be putting it out. Pretty excited about it. The deck and then, of course, you know, the Adidas deal for the shoes. So. Sell them in a set, you know. Comes with a custom glossy 8x10 picture of a garbage can that's on fire, which I thought would be cool. And then it's me attempting to jump over a Manx TT cabinet in a little, one of those little flicky things, you know, you kind of move it back and forth and it kind of just does a little animation. Yeah. Very excited.
Terrified of getting married. I am. I don't know why, man. Why am I so scared of being married? No, I mean, I really thought about it, and I actually found the reason. Stella Doro breakfast treats. Does it...
Yeah, so after the podcast on Tuesday, I pretty much got right in the car and started driving home and then realized, like, actually, my throat feels terrible in a way that is very strep throat-like. So I ended up driving straight to an urgent care and had them swab me up. And they were like, nope, you ain't got strep throat. And I was like, great. And then they were like, but, I mean, you know, you're still obviously sick. I'm like, oh, well, cool. Cool. And that night and yesterday was the worst of it. Today I'm feeling a little better. So that's good, I guess. Now it's like I pretty much feel fine, but like my every part of my body that could fill up with goop has done so. So I'm just stuffed full of garbage. And now I'm going to go in this gas station. Jeez. I bought a dented up can. They only had one of them. Rockstar Jamaica Cooler. I'm not sure if I'm going to have that now. I got orange juice also. Seemed like that would be the smarter thing to get. I don't know what Jamaica Cooler would taste like. I assume weed. Rasta. Dreadlocks. What's... drink it and jaw will spring forth.
It's time for you to lay in your waterbed. Oh, night. slowly turns as we remember.
Back the line up, Water-san. Back the line up. Back the line up, you bitch. Son of bitches. What do you want? What do you want?
Say, bro, how much it costs to get me a water?
It is 20 yen tonight.
20 yen?
20 yen. You do not speak English. 20 fucking yen. Look, there is no baby here tonight. I feel sorry for your mother.
What?
I will call security for you.
Lord, fuck you, as a
I feel sorry for your
Exotic lotion cookies. Listen, mister, I don't know who you are or what you want. I didn't order any cookies from anybody, and I don't want to see you on my property. Is that clear? You come by and I'll run you off the place.
What lesbian cookie?
Bullshit.
You better not. You better not bring anything out here.
I didn't order any exotic potion cookies. I don't know what you're talking about. I am not paying nothing. I didn't order nothing. I didn't make no fucking order, buddy. You're not bringing it on out. What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You're not bringing shit to me, buddy. I said, what are you talking about?
Tell me.
Who am I? I'll tell you what, buddy. You got about 5 seconds to tell me what the fuck is going on. I'm calling the goddamn cops.
Just a minute. Did you order cookies?
What the hell are you talking about? Who ordered an exotic lotion kit? You call bullshit. I did not order a package. Do you have something in writing?
Ms. Pac-Man, this game is the same as Pac-Man, except that the patterns of the mazes on which you play are different. Another difference is the fruit which appear for extra bonus points. They do not remain still. They come out one side and try to make it to the other side without your eating them. Since the object and play of the game are the same as those of Pac-Man, the strategies you use to beat the game will be the same. Wait until all four creatures are near you just before you eat the flashing dot. Make sure to clear the screen except for one or two regular dots before eating the last flashing dot, and go after all extra point fruits which appear. Here's the technique I use for the first pattern of Ms. Pac-Man. Try to eat all the dots by first getting the bottom line and then work your way to the top. At the top, there's a row of dots that is very easy to get trapped in. Try to get to this area when the creatures are far from it. If the creatures start to approach and get very close to you, you may have to escape before finishing off those dots. Then go back to finish them off later in the game when the creatures are at a distance. When you've successfully completed pattern one, there will be a tune and a new pattern will appear, one which has its own tough spots. At the top of pattern two, there's a loop that is very easy to get trapped in.
Uh-huh.
So try to get the dots in that loop first. When you appear at the bottom of the screen, go right up to that loop before all four creatures have a chance to come out. If you are able to get to the dots in that loop first, you'll do well on the screen. Pattern 3, there's a loop at the bottom that's easy to get trapped in, so go after the dots in there first. Here there are switchbacks that make it easy to lose the creatures. The switchbacks are areas the creatures can't make it through because the lane zigs and zags too quickly. Since the creatures can't maneuver that well, they will go back out of that lane and you can make it through these areas safely. Since the patterns in Ms. Pac-Man are all different, you must ad-lib mainly and rarely do the same thing twice.
That's bad strategy.
So tap the bottle and-
fucking, I don't know, eat the dots and don't get eaten by the creatures and, I don't know, get points. Careful. Let's fucking do this. Fuck.
Niggas trying to talk. hopping out of this shit. I'm trying to get this hooker out of this bitch. She fucking with my chest, I gotta resist. I'm trying to get this hooker out of this bitch.
I live in Los Angeles, California. It's the most beautiful sunset till cowards run up on you. And then it's curtains, you hurting for what your mom has been blurting. Where you don't love who you squirting, cause she just might be working. I ain't sharing a fucking thing, I'm a rider for certain. Check the homies with self-esteem problems, give them some drugs. It's bitch problems weaken the love of the homies, seeking to suffer for the homies, tweaking, do drugs. Now the homie, he just be lurking. My best friend is dead, my heart is a stone. My soul ain't even mine to own, they say it's alone. And I feel sorry for any nigga that gets me a soul. I'm coming with pistols, pistols and crystals, you go. It's premeditated now, niggas.
I'm trying to talk me out of this shit. I'm trying to put this nigga out of this bitch. He fucking with my shit, I gotta resist. I'm trying to put this nigga out of this bitch. Niggas trying to talk me out of this shit. I'm trying to get this hooker out of this bitch. She fucking with my chips, I gotta resist. I'm trying to get this hooker out of this bitch.
Man, I just gonna go through some shit. Family messing with it. Gang bang. Man. Get his drink on. For a long time. Tripping, getting on motorcycles, man. Standing on. So-called homies fuck. Trying to make my nigga look bad. Then they end up in Atlanta. Got hit with some hot ones. That's what they get. Keep on pushing, quit.
Songs from some friends and some of my heroes.
Some of my heroes.
Come on in. Make yourself comfortable. You're home on the Guard Channel, Sirius XM.
The Guard Channel. Coming to this channel tonight. It all starts with his first ever concert at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville.
Now, this is how you get a party started. Kick it off the Guard Channel with a once-in-a-lifetime event. The Guard Channel.
Starting tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on Sirius XM.
Hey, everybody, it's Garth. Remember this phone number, 1-844-55-GARTH.
Hey, everybody, it's Garth. I'm high as hell.
You can make a request, share a story, whatever you want, and then listen to Hear Yourself on the Guard Channel, coming to Sirius XM.
Getting blazed on the chronic. Some of my heroes, some of my friends.
1-844-55-GARTH. Love to hear from you. I can't wait for you to hear the new Garth Channel on Sirius XM.
I think Garth Brooks' music really touches fans at their heart. They understand it, and they really feel the soul of it.
I've been listening to Garth Brooks since I was born, from my grandmother, my mother, you know, my whole family, everybody.
Coming to this channel tonight.
I love everything about him.
My favorite thing about Garth's music is the heart.
I love Garth Brooks.
The story that he tells just touches home.
Get ready for something new. The Garth Channel.
Yeah, for two of a kind, working on a full house.
All Garth records, plus songs from some friends and some of my heroes.
We both know we ain't kids no more. He's found a loving heart.
Make yourself comfortable. You're home on the Garth Channel, Sirius XM.
And going down till the sun comes out, playing in and in till they get a new.
The Garth Channel.
It's all terrible.
The number's calling from Sirius looks
gotta be
shady.
A subscriber, though. You don't have to be the millionth, but you just have to subscribe.
Right.
And I'm scouring all over the country, all over the world. Because I got to fly two people into New York, put them in a hotel, give them food, let them co-host the
and
show.
And
they're
going to be up in here. That means it's
going to
be crowded.
Yeah. So tomorrow we're selecting the winner, finally, because I want to get that out of my life.
Yo, you sound so angry.
What about up there from Spain?
It doesn't matter.
Nice.
I said I'm going to do it. I'm a man of my word. Okay. My man is my word is, you know what
bond,
I mean.
Bond, your word
okay.
is bond.
Right. Sick. Until tomorrow, we have nothing left to say.
One day, nobody like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even got to say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know.
New music
on
Hip Hop
Nation. Hip Hop
Hits.
Period. Lotto Savage. Trapped it out. Know what I'm saying? Lotto Savage. Slot about, man. Know what I'm saying? Slot against that music group. GLG, man. You know what I'm saying?
You get his name, Lotto Savage, by just being, like, really good at picking numbers. Just like, I won the lotto so many times. I'm savage.
I took your whole house and I trapped it out. I took your whole house and I trapped it out. I took your whole house and I trapped it out. I took your whole house and I trapped it out. I'm really living what I'm rapping about. It ain't nothing for me to cap about. All my life I had to trap it out. I took your whole house and I trapped it out. I took your whole house and I trapped it out. I took your whole house and I trapped it out. I took your whole house and I trapped it out. I took your whole house and I trapped it out. I'm really living what I'm rapping about. It ain't nothing for me to cap about. All my life I had to trap it out. I took your whole house and I trapped it out. Trap, 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 for the bell, nose it, oh, hey. Keep on counting 12 while I'm pushing bells. I'm a dog, hey. Pouring the foes in the lemonade while we cooked up in the microwave. Deals just started getting. Gotta keep the chopper by the door. Bought in the sofa, I've been whipping soda. Blood came in with the paint. Drop it in the soda, got me in the nose. Beat the block, gotta beat the block. Dang it, they like a beer.
send an ice cream to a dope fiend to buy ice cream for the children.
I took your whole house and I tried to that. I'm really living what I'm rapping about. It ain't not for me to count about. All my life I had to drop it out. If you take a picture, it'll land long. On your head, lots of pants on. Slaughter gang, two gun, murder gang, smash on. Trap house, going crazy, beat the block. Now I'm having cash on. I'm a nigga thugging, everybody play. The nigga playing, we gon' spaz on. I come from a penny, no hard way. Now I hit the club and make it tight away. I got stain on popping like a.
Hey yo, what's up, man? Don't go nowhere, son. The Sober Mix on the Lord Says Special. Put that drink down for 1 second, fool. It's about to be on.
It's about to be on.
A divine leader, shine brighter, bonita, mommy, meet a line sniffer, never, poetic, rhyme writer, chiefer, ebony empress getter, celebrity apprentice, a devil show, big up to Africa, Mexico, Hennessy, margarita, venison, eat it, so dear, spread them here, don't be acting innocent either, don't me, relax me, it's only to the nasty, I'm just a phony assassin, a lot of niggas owe me, I'm a tassel, a lot of sisters hold me to something holy and Catholic, cause the rosary and gold fashion, just an attachment and accessory, to my dress code, now everywhere, all I see is Pablo, Esco, last time I checked, I was still breathing, my neck was still freezing, now everybody got an Escobar season, to every baby on the album cover existing, the trend I was setting, it came to fruition, I'm assisting to push the culture forward, to all my go supporters like a local black-owned grocery store, cause in the hood, shit ain't passed down through blood, it's a dove on that, we get government aid, spending at day stores, putting their kids to college, we need balance, so we can lease and own deeds in our projects, so I'm asking G's to go in their pockets. The racial economic inequality, let's try to solve it. My signature fade with a bevel blade, that's a major key. I told her she's smart and loyal, I like that, that's a major key. Start a label, run it, sign yourself, that's a major key. When Tony had her a table, it's like us, we a major key. Still underestimated, every mistake a lesson, Mercury retrograde. So if that planet spin backwards up in the heavens, maybe it's affecting backward niggas who don't be repping lately. I'm playing chess with babies, niggas is nursery. Niggas impersonating, rehearsing me, nothing like me, I'm the first to meet, and that's quite certainly so official. Come get this issue, some women crazy, I like a woman to show me wisdom. These hoes easily convinced to pop they pussy with a loaded pistol. Y'all ain't meant to be played, says the brother with the signature fade. Still paid stacking, new stats. Went from hanging with shooters and clappers to computer hackers. Check the fashion in Monaco, getting ocean mist on my history hats. Cali called me while I was in album mode, so I put it on hold for the major key. My album done, niggas, wait and see.
Classic shit. Timeless. Forever. Iconic.
My signature fade with a bevel blade, that's a major key. I told her she's smart and loyal, I like that, that's a major key. Start a label, run it, sign yourself, that's a major key. What Tony had on the table,
Just like us, we a major key.
Started by touring up and down the freeways there, playing every little pub. One of the stops I made was up in Manchester, which was the home of a fantastic band called 10cc. I remember going over to their recording studio where they had recently recorded this upcoming tune, one of my favorites of all time. This is I'm Not in Love by 10cc.
I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just the silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, you'll think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no. Oh,
such a nothing. It ain't like I like a chick on chick or something. I'm just a sucker for a hot track. To me, drinking the chick to tell stop that dance.
This is a terrible song. There's some, you know, some mid to late period Will Smith that I could, like, I could kind of listen to. But holy shit, man. Oh.
Yes, we saw you. We saw what you just did. We're freaking out over here. I told you we shouldn't be turning on the cameras in the cars, man. Slug Monstrosity on First Wave, Sirius XM, Peekaboo.
Shit got stressful for a while, and now you like this. Like, you will watch the horses.
Watch them?
You say you look at them. You
like, yeah, I just like to watch them, feed them, pet them.
Looking for mellow times?
Mellow times. That's all I do. I just go and relax and get away from it. Spend time with the family. You know, go out on the water. You know, like...
Boating.
Yeah, do some fishing.
Yeah, fishing's some mellow shit.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm sensing that it got a little too crazy for you, and you're looking for peace in your life, mm-hmm. and to have peaceful times because of how hectic it was.
Mm-hmm.
Why come back? I mean, you realize what you're doing to yourself right now, do you not, Martin? Like, you're back. You got this stand-up coming out. I want to talk to you. I want to know more about you, and I ain't the only one. Everybody's going to want to know. Yeah. I'm sure you've talked to 100 people already about this thing.
Well, that's what I realize that's what goes with it. I mean, it's Hollywood. That's the business. So, I mean, I can handle that part of it. But when it's time to relax and get away and be done, that's what I want to do. I want to chill.
So, is there a certain amount of Martin Lawrence that we're going to get, then you do the stand-up, and then you disappear, or are you going to be around?
I'm around.
You're around? I'm available?
I ain't going nowhere. I'm around.
Bad Boys 3 is happening.
Yeah, we pushed that to next year. So, you know, we're going to make that happen.
But you're going to do it.
I'm in.
And everything that comes with it after.
I'm in. All gut and everything. I'm in.
Are you the kind of person that when your manager is like, hey, be here so paparazzi can take photos of your ass? Are you a fan of paparazzi? Or how are you about those guys?
I don't
guys?
Show up just so paparazzi could take pictures.
What about when they find you?
When they find me, they take what they want to take.
You're cool with them?
Yeah, I'm cool with them.
They don't piss you off?
You haven't heard me punching no paparazzi?
No. I got a couple of friends that paparazzi follow around, and I haven't heard of them punching paparazzi either, but they don't like them.
Yeah, I can't say that I like them either, but, you know, as long as they run their course and don't disrespect, you know, I'm cool.
It's kind of almost their game is to disrespect from what I've noticed.
Yeah, I know. But I try to keep them in check as much as possible.
You got security to handle that too?
Sometime.
That would be the coolest way to do it, because if you go over there, they take a sequence of you telling them that they're out of line.
And then I got a lawsuit.
It is like that, right?
Yeah, it can be.
Somebody told me yesterday that somebody was in the back of their Prius and he had a feeling that they were taking photos of him. And he opened the door and the dude was in the back seat of the Prius with the lens go through the back seat taking photos of him and his wife at dinner.
Yeah.
That would aggravate me, man.
Yeah, it would. But you know, some are cool, man. Some are not. You know, some give you your space, some won't.
You know? You know how to deal with that now.
I think I've been in the game long enough to know how to deal with it.
Not you used to react to it.
I've never reacted to it in a big way. Not nothing.
Giving us an update there and around the country here as we take a break. In a lot of areas, a lot of combines to the sidelines here, and they want to get out there in the corn with all the rain, some of those areas. All right, let's take a look. We didn't get a chance to give you an update, so we'll run through the corn, soybeans, wheat, and then we'll go to livestock. Clock says time for that. Corn is higher by 4 cents, December, 337 and a quarter. Looking at the soybean trade, back and forth, a little bit weaker, November down 2 cents. Jeans, boots, a Henley, and a Scully. Like, there's different looks they want, right? So I didn't just go buy a bunch of shit I didn't have yesterday. And no joke, just buying, like, 10 items.
These guys seem terrible.
$800. I was shopping at, no joke, like, J. Crew, Banana Republic, Macy's, like,
normal store.
Normal store! And then I walk across the street to the iPhone place, and they're like, yeah, the new phone's like $800. And I would like to think I make a pretty nice salary, and I feel guilty buying these things. I can't understand how a millennial, a kid, we talked about this with Tata, saying, I feel bad for
an $800 phone. You know, one little shop of some new seasonal wardrobe is another $800. If you making a good salary
feels a little weird, where I'm like,
how
I feel guilty buying this stuff.
How does a nose-picking fucking kid?
Kid make...
I wanna do my thing so we be established. And I don't want you rocking the fabric. Girl, I wanna give you carriage till you feel you a rabbit. Anything in your path, once you can have. Walk through the mall, if you like it, you can grab. Total it all up, and put it on my tab. And then tell your friends all the fun you had.
Tell me what you want for me. Take a look at what you see. Let me know if it's right here. Something you can have for a year. Tell me what you want for me. Take a look at what you see. Let me know if it's right here. Something you can have for a year.
Hey mama, won't you come here to pop the
pretty neat. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so you pile some more on your plate. But while the stinky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream another moment, it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate, and your chicken's slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pet Tape. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. But with a hip hop, the hippie to the hip, the hip hip, the hoppy, you don't stop the rocket to the hip. You say, up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said, Hank, can you rock? Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? Or can you hit me too? The shoo-be-doo. I said, come on, make the people move.
I go toot the hoses and then ring the bell because I am the man with the clientele. And if you ask me why, I rock so well in Big Bang. I got clientele from the time I was older than 6 years old. I never forgot what I was told. It was the best advice that I ever had. It came from my wise and dead old dad. He said, sit down, punk, I want to talk to you. And don't say a word until I'm through. Now there's a time to laugh. A time to live and a time to die. A time to break and a time to chill. To act civilized or act real ill. But whatever you do in your lifetime, you never let an MC steal your rhymes. So from 6 to 6 to this very day, I'll always remember what it had to do. When the sucker MCs try to chump my style, I let them know that I'm versatile. I got style, finesse, and a little black book. It's filled with rhymes and I know you want to look. But the thing that separates you from me, and that is called originality. Because my rhymes are on, from what you heard, I didn't even bite, not a got word. And I say a little more later on tonight, so the sucker MCs can fight all night. I take a top, y'all, I beat y'all, and let's rock, y'all. Get no stop and go hotel, motel, or what you gonna do today?
Say what?
Get a fly girl, gonna get some swag and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, holiday inn. You say if you're
big old friends. I like that, y'all. I to the beat, y'all. I beat, beat, y'all. You know, stop. I'm Master G. I'm on Mellow. You're on you. So what you gonna do?
Well, I'm like Johnny Carson on the late show. My life with the Crocker in stereo. I like the bar gate singing Holy Ghost. The sounds of those down. I didn't play the most. Just like my man, a Kevin Sky. He's named the Earl with the Super Spur. We rock and we don't stop. Get off, y'all. I'm here to give you what you got. To the beat that it makes you feel. Come alive, girl. Get on your feet. I'm like a Pippi Mason without a gate. It's like Farrah Fawcett without her face. Like the bar gate.
Like Farrah Fawcett without her face. Song is a fucking nightmare.
I'm just making sure we all get up. Three things. I think at night I didn't sleep nice. I ain't eat right. Was in the streets like sidewalks and pavement, but I stood tall. Malik said I would make it. That was a good call. I still remember who hated before I took off. Middle of Brooklyn, ordering sandwiches by Woodhall. Summer nights. Sun dresses in big blunts. Baltimore, BCCC. I spent 6 months. My mind right. I was always ready for limelight. Chocolate bitch. She thick. Complexion Klondike. I'm always fresh. You probably think it's my prime night. My paper was short. I'm stacking till it's LeBron. Ain't spoken a minute. She text me, hey, stranger. Let her see that I read it, but I gave no reply. I'm sick of seeing y'all in public with them waist trainers. And all them Snapchat filters is just another lie. Shootouts in the park, but we used to it. Police chase us after dark, we just move through it. Yeah. See a diamond and start pursuing, cause I'm barbecuing. 90 degrees, I'm in the kitchen like I'm Martha Stewart. I'm just trying to ball all summer. Shorty mad at me, I ain't call all summer. Pulling up in big trucks, all Hummers.
Big trucks.
Nice game, I got the bank, all numbers.
Hey,
this money got your baby mother calling me. If it ain't about no paper, then don't talk to me. Ain't too many of us left, that ain't hard to see. I hardly sleep, I'm just making sure we all can eat. I'm trying to call all summer. Shorty mad at me, I ain't call all summer. Pulling up in big trucks, all Hummers. Nice game, I got the bank, all numbers. This money got your baby mother calling me. If it ain't about no paper, then don't talk to me.
Am I the meanest?
Hey, niggas get shot every day, B. You be aight, nigga. You tough, right?
I'm out, Rico.
Niggas get shot every day, B. He be aight, be aight. He tough, right? Kid Wrong Voice. Niggas get shot every day, B. He be aight, he tough, right? Kid Wrong Voice. Niggas get shot every day, B. He be aight, he tough, right? Kid Wrong Voice.
right? Can't run, boys.
Niggas get shot every day, B. You be aight.
He tough, right? Can't run, boys. I'ma say what's on my mind, y'all can say whatever. I'm rooting for Trump, he bringing back the Reagan era. Can't trust Hillary, Hillary can't suck dick. That's why Bill cheated with the Monica Lewinsky bitch. Homies getting shot up in front of their kids. You think we give a fuck who the president is? I know the kid they shot, but I'm cooler with the shooter. After he shot him, he robbed him, went to the jeweler. Got niggas tucking they chain in. Crime pays when you putting that pain in. A man got shot, look at her ungrateful ass. She in the club shake her ass. Niggas get shot every day, B-E-B-I. He tough, right? Can't run, boys. Niggas get shot every day, B-E-B-I. He tough, right? Can't run, boys. Niggas get shot every day, B-E-B-I. He tough, right? Can't run, boys.
Niggas get shot every day, B. You B-I.
He tough, right? Can't run, boys. Oh, we in the hood, we all strapped like. Niggas like, you heard about that kid that killed last night? Huh. I'm like, nope. I don't wanna hear about it. Wasn't none of my niggas on me, so I don't care about it. He like his cousin was in the fifth grade with you. I'm like, homie, I don't care who he related to. I ain't losing no sleep over that dead nigga. I don't care if his mother heard what I said, nigga. Damn, murder, you called. I was fucking with Rico. Damn, nigga, you told. I'm painting a fool with a full clip. I'm suing niggas that's cool with niggas I'm beefing with. Niggas get shot every day, B-E-B-I. He tough, right? Can't run, boys. Niggas get shot every day, B-E-B-I. He tough, right? Can't run, boys. Niggas get shot every day, B-E-B-I. He tough, right? Can't run, boys.
Niggas get shot every day, B-E-B-I.
He tough, right? Can't run, boys.
Shout out to David. You be aight.
He tough, right? Can't run, boys.
DJ Lord C on the 1 and 2. All the world stand up.
Y'all keep telling me that I need to do this shit. I ain't gonna lie. Shit go hard. Shorty got bars. And may mind if I go in real quick? Yeah. Yeah, they hate, but them hoes know. Remy got the city in a chokehold. I got the slim.
Thank you. Melbourne, Australia's Surfing just reissued their sort of lost vaporwave classic, Deep Fantasy, just a couple of months ago on 100% Electronica, and they have already followed up that release with a brand new EP called Chrome. And you can pick that up over at Surfing's Bandcamp. That track we just heard is from the EP that was called Real, and it features vocals from Los Angeles, California's Amanda Brown, aka LA Vampires. And thank you for joining us on Blog Radio Gorilla vs. Bear. If you're enjoying today's program, come hit us up online, gorillaversusbear.net. I just posted up this new track from Wise Blood, sort of a 70s West Coast Laurel Canyon vibe on this new Wise Blood record. And we'll also hear a track that she sings on from Drug Dealer's new album. And we've also got one.
Ah, the new album from Drug Dealer.
First up, though, Do You Need My Love? It's Miss Natalie Mehring, a.k.a. Wise Blood, on Blog Radio.
I like this song very much, but I want to hear the new single from Drug Dealer, which I think they're going to play next. I think they're going to play in this block. It's a good, that's it. It's a great bad name for a fucking band. So backed up, I can't even get in the tunnel. That's where we're at. trying to drink this Jamaica cooler. Come on. Can is all dented up. I hope it opens properly. All right. This red-topped can of Jamaica Cooler. Gonna infuse me with the power of Jah and get the rest of this snot out of my system. I was gonna say it tastes sort of like apple, but yeah, it's kind of like a weak apple flavor. Supposed to be hibiscus flavored. All right, I guess I could see that. It's not great. I don't know. I don't think particularly highly of this drink. Like, you could drink it. It's not actively bad, but I should mix it with my orange juice for like a little hibiscusy, appley, orangey fun times. Oh my god, fuck this tunnel.
From the band Alike, and I'm very much warming up to that new album that dropped earlier this summer. That's Nice as Fuck with Door here on Blog Radio. And if you're just tuning in, you are now listening to Blog Radio, Gorilla vs. Bear. If you're into it, you should come hit us up online, gorillaversusbear.net. I'm there all the time, and you can also find me here on Blog Radio every single Thursday at noon Eastern. Coming up next on today's program, we've got a track from a new group from South Korea called Happy Doghouse. And this track comes from their new EP out soon on Ryan Hemsworth's Secret Songs label. And I just premiered the video for this one over at the blog, so go check that out. We'll follow that up with one of the best songs of the year from Mitski. And we've also got a track from Norway's Jenny Vall. And I believe the H is silent. Not 100% sure on that. So hit me up on Twitter at Gorilla vs. Bear if you know either way. First, though, this one's called Don't Give Me Grapes. It's Happy Doghouse on Blog Radio.
Thank you.
I think we missed it. You know, while we were in the tunnel, so I just want to know what drug dealer sounds like. Of course it's all one word. Of course it is all one word. Other song. For not providing alcohol to teens. Don't serve teens.gov. The legal drinking age is 21. Thanks, Billboard. All right. That's... that's all the drug dealer I can handle.
Blog Radio Gorilla vs. Bear on SiriusXMU. Stream it whenever you want. Go to SiriusXM.com/on-demand for details.
Wives' tales, do you think is true or false, is that a long labor means you're having a boy?
No, I do not believe that's true.
That's no, ridiculous. That's absurd. That's crazy.
I don't know, the wing gets caught up in there. Holds him back.
Way to go, Katie.
They're like the modern brand van. That's like a fucking nightmarish fucking sentence right there. Ah, yes, finally, the modern van, the modern-day brand van fucking 3000.
Across the field to gauge the damage that's been experienced.
Trying to get these great young fighters with these stellar records against each other, mm-hmm. instead of putting them against tomato cans. Mm-hmm. So the fights then have a better chance of being competitive and exciting. And that's kind of what you want. You still want to cater to your audience.
Yeah. And I like that old school feel of having it outdoors. I mean, don't you miss that when we were kids watching
Caesar's Palace?
Yeah, Julio Cesar Chavez, Sugar Ray Leonard, even Tyson had a few out there. I think at the time it was the parking lot of Caesar's Palace, right? They would build in?
Well, it was. They had one in the front, but the big one that they had was in the back where they had like WrestleMania. Remember when I went to that? And, you know, old fan man would have never been able to pull off what he did, you know, if they were in an arena. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one, JR, when the guy parachuted in?
Oh, yeah.
That was Rick Bowe, right?
I can't remember which one it was, but yeah.
I remember Millis Lane was the referee
in
that fiasco.
Yeah. And Mark Ratner, the former director of Nevada State Athletic Commission, now with the UFC, the executive, was telling us that it was Michael Buffer that saved the show by calming everyone down, and that fight almost didn't continue. But yeah, outdoor venues. I've been to a couple of these now, Knockout FC, and I've had a blast. I've been to some outdoor MMA events as well, Combate America, as we called those fights, not too long ago, in the same spot. And it, you know, now we're at the point, like JR said, where it has cooled down, and by the time these fighters take the stage, it'll be very pleasant. Get this, $15 gets you in the door, $99 gets you ringside, and tickets are still available. So I will be letting you know all the many different ways you can get those tickets. And the D, what a great host hotel that is. For a long time, I was a Golden Nugget guy. But I'm telling you, man, the D is right there with the Golden Nugget. They have great food, great restaurants. And then the atmosphere that they have downstairs, you know, they have this long bar where you can watch your favorite teams, you know, do battle on a weeknight basis or on Saturday and Sunday because it is football season. They got some really, really jumping blackjack tables and with go-go dancers that kind of rotate between being dealers and dancers. It's very, very unique. So it's something else. Yeah, one moment you're like, wait a minute, wasn't I just tipping you a second ago? You know, on that other stage, the next thing you know, these girls are also doling out the chips.
One of the best Italian meatballs I heard in Las Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you guys, Andiamo. Andiamo's is amazing. It's the best steak I've had in Vegas.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I've had a lot of steaks, being a carnivore and a red meat guy.
Jim Ross has eaten a lot of steaks.
And I've had a lot of great steaks in Vegas, but this is the best so far. And Andiamo's, it's in the D, it's on the second floor, and they... Their meatballs were voted the best meatballs in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So it's an Italian steakhouse.
Yeah.
And, man, it's
a great combo, isn't it?
Oh, you're not lying. It's strong, man. It is strong. So anybody that's looking for a new spot to try, and the wait staff are all professional waiters. They're not high school kids or somebody looking to become an actor or, you know, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're very prideful of their profession. I just find it like just going back in time when service meant something.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Where were we at? Was it the Golden Nugget where when we would eat, like a breadstick or something like that, the guy would come and scrape off the crumbs?
That was called Vic and Anthony Steakhouse. Yeah. It's very good as well.
That way it was on point. I'd never seen anything.
Oh, yeah. If you put something in your mouth and maybe, like Ghost said, a crumb fell out. He was right there to... brush it off. I don't know what the name of that instrument was, but he would always keep it nice and tight and check on you. Not bug you, but, you know, check on you, make sure your experience was amazing. And JR's right. You leave there going, I want to go there again. Because the food is great now. I was treated like a customer.
Yeah, and they're pros. And they really take pride in you having that great experience. So it's really good. And they pay attention. It's just a really cool place to eat. And so the location and the presentation are stellar, but it wouldn't be worth going back if the food wasn't good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the food's outstanding.
Now, I've never stayed there. I've been there because I'm a local, you know, so I just Uber home or whatever, but you stayed there. It looks like they've done a great job of revitalizing the rooms as well.
Yeah, oh, they have.
Is this like a fucking half-hour ad for this fucking
new,
hotel?
Smells new.
I've had they roped Jim Ross into
every time I come.
And is this place really called the D? Is there a fucking new hotel casino in Vegas called the D?
Do that in that whole downtown area.
Fucking what?
Last night, after our fighter meetings were finally over, and just walked around just to get out of the hotel for a little while, and that whole area is like a, it's like an amazing cross section of Americana. The people from all over the country and all over the world that are just walking around looking at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The street vendors and the street performers.
Mm.
It's really one of the more unique atmospheres you could come across. And a lot of foreign guests were just milling around. And then they have music down there. It sounds like we're doing a Chamber of Commerce piece for downtown Las Vegas. But the point is that it's that all leads to a very progressive-minded group that wants to bring more people down there.
Yeah.
So they give you good events.
Concerts.
Sporting events. Concerts and boxing.
Oh, they're talking about trying to get people off the fucking strip and the downtown.
I heard that they started doing a lot downtown.
Downtown
Las Vegas.
Well, they have. They have Combate America. So that's,
you know, that's where you went?
That's what we commentated once.
I missed that. Okay.
Right. So they've had that. I think they should be more regular about it. But either way, the D is amazing. The owner.
RFA did one.
Did they? Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. The owner is very hands on. He's out there. He's talking to the people.
Derek Steven.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a good guy. Yeah, yeah. Good guy. Big sports fan.
Mm-hmm. Solid. So he's put a lot of money into it, and I'm telling you, this thing, it's caught fire. It didn't take long. Sometimes a new spot in Vegas takes a while, but this place has been happening for the last couple of years. And also, it was right in front of, remember, Lion Fight, Muay Thai.
Yeah.
So that guy's got a vision where he's not just going to be closed-minded about, hey, we're just doing one sport, not the other. Uh-huh. Quite a few have taken place there.
The Lion Fight Muay Thai, that was actually on.
All right. As much as I want to hear Jim Ross talk about his favorite steak spots in Las Vegas, I got to go. So everybody have a grand Thursday. It's belated. Wiggling, I guess. I'll see you later.